Last time on the Max and Lou show, Max and Lou talked about the new upcoming events and many more things to come on their show. They also talked about the upcoming battle of Justin Bieber and Tom Cruise. This time on the Max and Lou show, there will be plenty to talk about with their new co-star, Brando Kelsey.
I'm excited to be here.
This is episode 18 of the Max and Lou show.
Welcome. Jesus Christ.
What do you think about that for an intro?
That was pretty good.
You think we should stick with it? Roll with it?
With some, you're just doing some...
Like Dragon Ball Z
yeah,
type shit?
Like a lot like
yeah, kind of felt like
last Dragon... time on yeah. the Max and Lou show.
It's like, koalas are extinct. It's
like... No!
What the?
Yeah. Yeah.
Socks that can't sweat?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a... You'll be excited for that.
Can't wait to catch up.
Oh, yeah. Silver socks. Get ready. I'm Max.
I'm Lou.
And as we said, we have a guest star with us today. It's Brandon Kelsey.
Hey, how's it going?
So, Brandon is actually the brother of... one of our other buddies, Sean Kelsey, who has also been on the show a couple times, who is also helping us with some of our technological things for the show.
Yeah, it's actually, think about it, because their dad wants to go on too. We're going to have a lot
fan.
Of Kelseys on here, yeah.
We've known them for a long time. We're all neighborhood friends.
We're all big nerds.
So, what do we have planned for today, y'all?
I think we have things planned. I don't know what. We usually don't just spoil what we have planned.
Oh, well,
the
not
show.
Like everything, but like who, hey, who has something to talk about? Cause I see everyone here with papers and mine has two things on it. So I'm ready for other people.
You guys want to start with like movies maybe?
Yeah, I'm down. I actually, one of my things is movies if you want to get it.
I have... two movies that I would like to talk to you, see if
dope.
You guys would want to jump right into one of those, would be Creep. I don't know if it's on Netflix. I'm pretty sure it's like a Netflix original. I'm not sure if it's a Netflix original.
Okay.
Or it's a trilogy. The third one didn't come out yet, but they're on the second one was really good, so.
You ever heard about it, Max?
No, are they horrors?
It's like sort of, like it's a, sort of like a horror thriller, but like. The first one's not so much a horror, like, the second one's more, like, gets into that, but right. It's more, like, suspenseful, I would say.
All right, and they're both on Netflix?
Yeah, and the third one's, like, in the works, I think.
I haven't even heard of this.
It's a Netflix original, correct?
I think so, it might be. It's definitely on Netflix, though.
All right. Cool.
I don't know any actors, like, there's a one guy, but I'm not, like, familiar with their names.
Are there famous actors in it?
I think one of them's, like, sort of, like, famous. Like, not, like, super famous, but he's definitely in some other stuff. Max would probably know. He's the
yeah,
movie guy.
I would... Oh, I brought my laptop.
I was going to say if we should or shouldn't look it up. We probably should, you know?
Yeah, if
I
you
have
want...
a trailer for you guys if you...
For Creep.
Still want to see that, yeah.
Okay.
For the first one or the third?
And you've never heard of this movie, Max?
I haven't even heard of it.
It's just for the first one.
All right,
because
cool.
I know you know a lot about what's on Netflix.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I've even strolled past
Well, the
it.
General, like... Like, I was a synopsis or something, like, would just be, like, the guy posts, like, the creep, I would say, posts, like, something on Craigslist saying he needs, like, a videographer, like, just document him practically, and the guy shows up, and it's just weird throughout the entire thing, so it just, like, sort of, I don't know, I really enjoyed both of them, and I can't wait for the third one.
Do it.
Alright, we're watching the trailer for Creep right now.
Alright, we are, leaving the flatland. The mountaintop.
Ooh.
The ad said $1,000 for the day, filming services. Discretion is appreciated.
Yeah, it's one of those ones where it's like filmed like with the guy's camera.
This reminds me of a movie. I just can't think of what movie.
I think Cloverfield was like one of those type of movies.
I'm assuming you're Aaron.
Yo.
Or like Paranormal Activity.
You know who that is?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's the famous guy.
Yeah.
Oh my god. This is gonna be a good day.
So the reason I've hired you is because I have terminal brain cancer. And I want you to film me to make a video diary for my unborn son. You ready for this? Okay. Joseph!
This is called an adventure. Woo-hoo! We don't know exactly where we're going, but I have a feeling. When you follow those feelings, great things can happen. Don't ever forget that.
Joseph?
There was about 2 seconds there where it looked like you wanted to kill me.
He scared him.
Joseph, I think I'm gonna head back. Here's my keys.
One drink, okay?
Bottoms up.
I've never seen the trailer, but this is like one of those trailers that like reveals a lot.
Joseph.
What the fuck?
Why do you look scared? Don't be scared. It'll all be over soon.
What the fuck?
Nice. Dude,
the second one's better than the first one. The first one too.
He was wearing a wolf mask in half the trailer, just so y'all know.
Spoiler alert. That mask is actually has a name. It's Peach Fuzz.
All right. And you enjoyed this movie, Brandon.
Yeah, this movie was like really good. Like I wasn't expecting it either, cuz it was like it looked like one of those like cheap Netflix movies like that like never really is.
Dude,
like,
Blumhouse kicks ass. Like dude, really everything they do. And yeah, they said from the producers of Paranormal Activity, The Purge, and what was the other one? Someone else was on there. It was
Sinister?
Yeah.
Dude, Sinister was good. They got signed for a trilogy, but they never did the third movie. Something happened, and, like, Sinister was good, though. Like, both of them.
I forgot about the second one. I don't really remember
much about
it. The
second one was more like, it was, like, the mother, and she had twins, I think. Like, two boys. And, like, it was, like, the next house in the chain, and the police officer from the first one. Remember him?
Was it
at the end?
Was it still tapes?
Yeah, well, that's how it like the movie goes. Like,
okay,
or whoever his name is, like, controls the kids. Like, the little girl from the first one. What's that guy's name?
Why did you say his name? Now he's gonna come.
Bagul?
Da!
Oh my god. He's scared. No, those are good fucking movies, though.
Yeah. They're alright. So, me and you were talking about this, and you wanted to ask Max if he knew about it, and it was the Netflix curse.
Oh, yeah, the 3-season curse on Netflix. Like, the shows, they never make it past the 3rd season, like, even if they do really good.
No, I mean, a lot have.
Well, the first ones, like, the first shows that they've ever done, like, yeah. Orange is the New Black, and, like, what was that, House of Cards, I think?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They made it, like, pretty far, but... So, after that, it was, like, sort of just, like, downhill, you know what I mean?
I can only think of, like, Marvel seasons.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of, like...
Cause I'm so far behind on all my superhero stuff, man. Like, it's crazy. I need to...
The TV shows is what I'm very behind on. Everything else, I'm good.
I'm behind on movies, too, man. It's, like, it's awful. I couldn't even tell you anything.
I have... Out of, like, the Marvel TV shows, I only watched Daredevil season 1... season 1, season 2, and then Jessica Jones season 1. Because there's, like, an order you have to watch them all in for it to make sense, because they all meet up. So okay. I haven't seen... Oh, yeah, I watched, like, 2 episodes of Luke Cage. So I have to finish Luke Cage, then what? Iron Fist, The Punisher, The Defenders, then Daredevil season 3, Jessica Jones season 2, Punisher season 2, fucking Luke Cage season. Like, it's like Jesus fucking Christ. And actually, you have to do it in that order, pretty much.
Next month, I remember you saying on one of your earlier episodes that you were a fan of Enter the Spider-Verse.
Hell yeah.
It's being added to Netflix next month, actually.
It's already. It's already
oh,
on.
Oh, really?
There.
What?
Hell yeah.
Dude, it was June then? I thought I saw something.
Oh, wait. You know what? No, I think you're right. I have it on DVD because I watch it all the time. Yeah, I think you're right.
I was like, no way.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy, though.
No, that's really good, though. Anyone listening?
I haven't seen it, dude. I want to see it.
Ooh, do it. Phenomenal.
You have a lot of catching up to do.
For what?
On all those shows. That's a lot of hours worth of watching,
well,
boy.
Dude, it's... I'm like... In the beginning, It didn't seem like so much, but it's been so long since they first started doing all that. It's pretty much over now. Jessica Jones season 3 just came out, and then that's it.
Are you watching the DC ones too?
No, I don't watch any DC stuff.
So get this. There's a list going around on the internet of the fastest superheroes out of all combined.
The fastest?
Yeah, the fastest.
Okay.
And it's about 20-something superheroes, I think. And up in, like, the high 20s, maybe, like, last is Batman. You know, he's quick. I think they say he can run, like, 45, 50 miles an hour.
He's number 20 for fastest?
Like, 25.
Oh, no way. There's no way that he even makes that list.
I think so.
He can just run
and
that
Superman
fast.
And Superman's even up there.
Hell yeah, of course he's probably close to number one.
No, Superman's like 20.
Who is number
He's like around
like,
20.
Just Flash?
Well, get it. Wait, listen to this.
He could probably run like 10 times faster than Batman, so how is he in the same
I don't fucking know. Just listen.
All right,
listen.
I'm listening.
All right, I told you, this is something I heard that's going around on the internet.
What's up?
So, people were like, you know, raving and preaching that Flash was the fastest one. Flash had to be the fastest one. Flash came in at number 2.
Is number all right?
You know who number one is? Do you want to guess?
Is it Quicksilver?
Static Shock.
Is Quicksilver the Silver Surfer?
No, but all right.
It's the Silver Surfer.
Hell yeah, that makes sense, 100%. Number 3 was probably Quicksilver because he's like the other speed guy, and then
I think on the list there was like multiple different Flashes for some reason. Well,
I don't know, like an anti-Flash or something.
I'm sure. I think there's like an anti of everybody as well. Yeah.
So what were we talking about next?
Movies.
We got into movie.
Email us at gmail.com.
Yeah, please. Well,
I just left out the entire email.
It's like, please, this is our Gmail. our email is at Gmail. I want to talk about a Netflix original movie coming out.
All right, that fits the bracket of conversation right now.
Hell yeah. It is called The Guard. It's going to have Charlize Theron in it, who you wouldn't know because you didn't watch Mad Max, and you probably haven't seen anything else with her.
I haven't seen Mad Max either.
That's awful. Both of you need to just watch it. It's good.
Awful. Oh,
so you said good. No, it's awful that you haven't. So anyway, it is a movie. It's just such a badass concept, so I just wanted to let you know. It's about a small group of soldiers who become inexplicably immortal, and they work as mercenaries throughout the ages.
What? Could you read that again?
A small group of soldiers become inexplicably immortal, and they work as mercenaries throughout the ages.
What time, like, is this?
It probably starts around medieval and becomes modern.
It's a show?
It's a movie.
And it's called The Guard.
Yeah. Maybe it's a show. I'm assuming it's a movie.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
It's almost definitely a movie. Mm. Charlize Theron is in it.
That sounds pretty interesting. I wonder what kind of warriors like they are.
I'm curious how far back it's starting.
Knights. I don't know. Maybe they're
like knights.
All different, you know? Like, who
it's
knows?
Like knights, and then like they become like, I don't know, like what, I don't know what would come after knights, but then eventually they become like cowboys. And from cowboys, it'd be like World War One, like soldiers.
Oh, okay. So they switch it up like with the time.
Yeah. Right. Like if it's throughout the ages, then I think it just means they're immortal. So they just don't die.
Oh, okay.
So like,
is there a trailer or anything?
Probably not. I don't think so. Like they're announcing like new people who are joining the movie right now. Mm-hmm. That's where it is in news. But, I'm pumped. That just sounds like, the Witch Hunter kind of, but
that'd be pretty sweet if it's a movie. I would be kind of disappointed if it was a show, because I feel like it would, like, sort of drag. I feel like it's a movie they can go through all, like, the times in, like, a short amount of time, but, like, still make it, like,
yeah,
big events happen, because it's, like, a fucking movie. Show would just be, like, small things and would drag out for a really long time. And
yeah,
stuff
honestly,
like,
I hope that it's actually this, and it's them fighting throughout the ages, because The Witch Hunter was kind of supposed to be like that, and it's a movie with Vin Diesel where he's like, he becomes immortal and he's like a Viking. Mm-hmm. And it just pretty much is him as a Viking, and then it shows him now. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, he lived for so goddamn long. Like, and they didn't show any of that. I'm like, all right. So I hope they do that.
I've never seen Witch Hunter.
I thought it was a pretty cool movie. I liked it.
Yeah, it's based off of Vin Diesel's Dungeons and Dragons character.
Oh, really? He plays?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he made the movie. He funded it fully, I'm pretty sure. Maybe not fully, but, like, it wouldn't have been made without him, and he plays the lead character, too. It's pretty crazy. There was this interview for Guardians of the Galaxy, and a guy just asks him about Dungeons & Dragons, and he's like, oh, man, he's like, how much time do we have? It was so crazy.
I've never played before. It seems like it'd be fun, though, like, if you have the right people.
It's fun. I've played normally, and I've played on Discord.
Oh, you've played on Discord?
Yeah, a whole lot of work, but people help you out a lot.
Oh, really?
You know,
because they'll teach you.
Yeah, and like you use the different Discord things to like, I don't know.
Is it like a world Discord for it? Like, there's a bunch of people in there, or is it like you just look for groups?
Yeah, you just look up. I don't know if it's full websites, but the way that I found it was like I just like looked up for like D&D online. And I thought I was expecting like webcams and stuff.
Oh, that'd be like, strange.
That's I thought because I know that's how people do it. But
it's
then
just
Discord
the
popped up.
I think play Dungeons and Dragons. It would just be awkward, sort of. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, 100%. But and it's actually really cool because like it has all the percentages. You can put in the monsters. Like you can do whatever you want, and you play through Discord. And you can have your character picture there. I don't know, it was really dope, it was really fun.
Yeah.
And the way that we were playing is that like everyone wanted to participate in the story, so yeah. Like every day we would change the dungeon
master.
So
is it like dungeon master's rules, or like do they make up the classes that you can pick from, or is there always like a set like class or anything? Because I like have no idea how it works.
There's different editions, I think is what they're called. Yeah, and like I think there's five, there might be more. But, like, you say what edition you're going to play, because it's the way the magic works. It's what type of classes there are. And, like, as far as I know, everyone plays, like, 5 and 3.
So
those are, like, the two. But, yeah, there's really only as many rules as there has, as, like, the master says, you know? You can do whatever you want. Like, there was this one guy who was being a complete jerk. And all he would do is try to deceive party members.
Nerd rage.
And they're like, but, and like, it's like, all right, like, I roll, I don't even know, like, what would it be? Insight or, like, intelligence, whatever. Or, like, and, like, the guy's, like, lying to him. And if they roll bad, that character believes his lie. And they're like, well, you're my fucking friend, why are you doing, and then, like, and he told this girl that this potion, it was a fire, it was like a Molotov cocktail, pretty much. But it looked like a potion, kind of. It was just in a vial. And he told her it was a potion. And he lied to her. And she knew that it wasn't. But in whatever, you know, in the game, she, like, got a 1. So she drank it. And, like, fucked her up. And we're like, oh. So what ended up happening was he stopped playing. So then the one day when I was in charge, I made him, like, a spy who, like, joined our shit. So we fucked him up. And we fought his character. It was dope. It was so good. So there's shit like that. You can just do whatever the fuck you want. It's Dungeons and Dragons. It's like, it's super nerdy. It's technically like the nerdiest thing you can do, I guess. But yeah. It's a ton of fun.
I'd love to watch you play. I would never like dive into that. I feel like that's too much.
You know what you should do then? Check it out. This is a podcast, so why not like talk, like mention another podcast? There's a podcast called The Adventure Zone, and I would highly recommend it. It's about three people. It's like three brothers and a dad, and one of the brothers is being the dungeon master.
Yeah.
Three others playing. And it's them in a podcast playing Dungeons and Dragons, which is all you need. You only need audio. You don't need to see anything. It's just a story.
Yeah.
When you roll, they tell you what the numbers are. And it's amazing. It is literally some of the best storytelling. It's so great. Like, the beginning's super, like, funny, and they make it, like, silly. But there's 69 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And, by the end, yeah, tears were coming, dude.
Yeah.
Good. Very
Veered
good.
Off on Dungeons and Dragons, like, hard.
Yeah, we did. But I'd recommend it to anyone.
Do you have a movie to recommend, Lou?
Your tears don't fall. They crash around me.
That's an MJ Woody.
I don't really have any movies to mention, but I have something to mention, I guess, while we're on the topic of movies.
Oh, sure.
So we mentioned how Robert Pattinson,
yeah,
that's his name. He's gonna be playing Batman in the new Batman revamp, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Because I don't know how many movies there are gonna be.
I also don't know if it's staying in the DCU or what.
Well, I saw an article today, and the title scared me because it said that he was basically giving up a movie role. And I was like, holy shit, is he giving up Batman? And the article just went on to say that there's a movie called The Souvenir.
Okay.
And he's giving up his role in the sequel for that movie because he's, like, really busy right now and being offered a lot of movie roles, I suppose. But that's pretty cool, you know? And I got a little scared, thought he wasn't going to be playing Batman, but he is still going through with the Batman role, and that's probably one of the main reasons why he's so busy.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, he might have been like, you know what? I got picked for fucking Batman.
Yeah.
You know what we're talking about?
Robert Pattinson.
You know who that is?
Yeah, is that the guy from, like, Twilight?
Yeah. So he's going to be the new Batman.
Yeah.
And I see it. His jaw, if you do this with his face, he is the most perfect Batman.
Hopefully
jaw.
One day he'll hit that one role that breaks him through so people don't know him as, like, Twilight, and they'll see, like, he's the super, like, the
he
Batman.
He hates that.
A lot of people...
He does?
Yeah, he hates that people.
A lot of actors have that
issue.
It's
like, the fangirls and shit, too.
The fangirls? Like, he's like, fuck Team Edward. Fuck that.
Harry Potter, you know, like, Daniel Radcliffe is very lucky, because, like... He just kept acting, and he did good. The first few were kind of weird, because you're like, all right, I've seen you in, like, 8 movies, and now I see you in something else. You're just Harry. Like, well, his first movie after it was Woman in Black. And I don't know if you've seen that.
That was a good movie. I really liked Woman in Black.
It was a very good movie. It was just super strange. So I'm like, all right, this is Harry Potter. These are witches. It's all right. This is Harry Potter. I'll dig it. And then
I actually read that he hated playing Harry Potter. Or not that he hated playing Harry Potter, but I think he hates being associated with Harry Potter. And he said somewhere that he would never return to play if there was, like, you know, another one written or something like that.
You know what's funny? A game just came out for Harry Potter on
it's
the
like,
phone.
Yeah, Pokemon Go, but it's made by the same people. Niantic.
I downloaded it. I'm playing it a little bit. It's all their voices.
Really?
They're doing it. They're like, and it's not often. I think I've only heard his voice right now. I've heard Daniel Radcliffe's voice, and it's his face. It's him looking older, and like he's like he works with the Ministry of Magic, and it's like,
oh wow,
yeah, it's really funny. But it looks like
what's the objective of the game? Would you don't catch Pokemon?
It's things called foundables, which is the least clever thing. But literally multiple times as I've been playing, I played probably a total of like 3 hours or 2 hours, and like
you have to like walk around, like you have to like move and stuff.
Yeah, but like egg stuff, it, you know, now they're called, I don't know, it's those boots that like are teleporters technically.
Oh, the portal keys or something like that.
Yeah, so
I think that's what it's called.
That's what it is. And it's
a
like
port key.
Yeah, it's what it is. They're called port keys, I'm pretty sure. Like, but yeah, it's like 2 kilometers or like 5 kilometers, whatever, like just like walk a certain distance. And I don't know, once you get these foundables, which are pretty much like just different things that are magical that are in the Muggle world that you need to take away so nobody can see them. And so far I've gotten like...
I've seen battles too, like where they like
fight
with the wands.
I fought one person. It was kind of cool. It was out of nowhere.
Is it other people or is it like NPC type deal?
It's NPC, but I'm sure you might be able to, because like once I got to like a certain level, new shit started happening.
That's interesting though.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. You have to, if you do a spell right before they attack, and I feel like it's training because like it's an NPC, but like if you swipe to like block, it takes out less damage from you. And pretty much the way you have to do it, you have to do like a spell, you know, you have to like do a like a certain drawing, and depending on how accurate you are is how good the spell was. So it's all right.
People who love Harry Potter are just going to go crazy about it. That's really all there is to it. No matter how corny it is, that with how crazy Harry Potter fans are, people who like Harry Potter are just going to love it. You know? You know, just like the Pokemon fans love Pokemon Go.
I'm very curious about the new Harry Potter movies. Like all those Fantastic Beast movies. I think there's two, if not...
A lot.
Yeah,
two or three?
I
think
right
it might have been 5 movies they got put on for.
That's crazy.
Dude, the second one, I don't know if you've seen it.
I haven't seen any of them.
Dude, the second one just hit a huge, like, bomb was dropped at the end of the second one.
Like, so good?
It just, like, it dives deep into the, like, lore of what happened practically before. Like, because you meet,
You meet Dumbledore when he's young, right?
Yeah, and stuff like that. So, you find out something about his family, Dumbledore's family, like, right at the end of the second one. It's just...
Cool.
Drops a bomb and it's
that seems pretty cool.
Hell yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I want to jump in it because, like, it's a... Harry Potter's dope. Like, some people hate Harry Potter because of the hype, but that's not fair. It's very good. Yeah. It's just... It's overall very good.
The new main actor is, like, very, like... He's not, like... he's, like, sort of, like, a shy kind of, like, character. And, like, I forget his name. It's something... His last name is Redmayne in real life. Like...
Oh, the actor for... Yeah, the actor for Fantastic Beasts. Mm-hmm. I forgot what he was in, but he's kind of big. Oh, he played... Stephen Hawking, I'm pretty sure.
Did he?
Yeah, it was so funny. Like,
man, in the I didn't chair. Know that. Yeah. That's funny.
But yeah, it was like a documentary type. Not documentary. What is it? Biography? What would you call it for his book? Biopic, probably.
Biopic? I don't even know.
But,
So, did we talk much about The Lion King when we brought it up? Because we brought it up.
Oh, I mean,
because we saw
bit.
The trailer.
Yeah, not much.
Yeah, I think I remember you guys talking about it. Like, the actors that are playing, like, certain things, like Seth Rogen, Childish Gambino.
Hell yeah.
Donald Glover.
And Beyonce.
Beyonce, yeah.
Well, I don't know that one. Beyonce's Nala, I'm guessing.
Nala.
Of course.
I'm pretty hyped for this movie. I'm going to like it.
As long as they got... Well, I see. I know they have the songs in it, because apparently the trailer proved it. Yeah. That's not even in it.
That's what I was about to say. I don't think that's in it.
That's in the jungle, the mighty jungle. In the...
Is that in the...
No.
That's definitely not.
Wait.
I don't know, man.
Wait, I think Pumbaa or Timon might actually say it at one point.
A weeble.
The Circle of Life is like the one that I know.
I feel like they might... It's not... That's not like an original from the... From the movie, but I do think they do that in the movie, actually. But yeah, Circle of Life, Just Can't Wait to Be King, Hakuna Matata, I forgot the one with Nala. Oh, Can You Feel the Love? Dude, it's good. It's a banger, every single one. Just Can't Wait to Be King. I hope that one, like, I hope they do the Tower of Animals.
Honestly, the animation looks really good.
Yeah. And see, like, the thing is, everyone's calling it a live-action movie. Not fair, because all of it is CGI.
Why are they calling it that?
No idea.
They're not using real fucking lions.
Because of all of the live-action movies. So they're, like, Beauty and the Beast and Aladdin and, like, Dumbo. Like, they're all live-action, so they're like, Lion King, look how real they're... That, yeah, that's
they're gonna
real.
Put, they're going to
put... Looks real, but...
It does.
Are they allowed to put a human in the movie, being that there was no humans in The Lion King?
That'd be the weirdest shit. They're just like, whoa!
Well, they're gonna put like one fucking human in one scene of the movie and be like, see, it's a live action movie. There's a human in it.
Like, and not an animated human. Just like he's like, hi! Like,
they're just gonna have like one of those like safari fucking like tours where they're like driving by in the van and everyone's taking pictures. Like,
dude,
this is what's happening
Lion
nowadays.
King 3. It's gonna be like Madagascar.
Invasion of the humans.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, Jesus.
I have another movie I would like to ask you guys about. It's actually the first sequel in 10 years. You guys have definitely seen it. Do you know what it is?
The first sequel in 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
That... Oh, like...
Like, it's the second movie. Like, I don't know why I said it like that,
ooh,
but...
I feel like I know what he's talking about, but I don't know.
Waiting 10 years for it. It comes out October 18th of this year.
Avatar!
No, sir.
I don't... I know a third that has been out for, like, 20 years. But I don't know. Oh, wait. No, second? I don't know. What is it?
Zombieland Double Tap.
Oh, hell yeah.
I can't wait for that movie.
I'm pumped that everyone's coming back. I heard some new names, and I don't remember who's... Like, I think I mentally tried to block out who's going to be in it, but they added some good names in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. That's going to be great. I hope they don't fuck it up, though. The first one was so fucking
first
good.
One was iconic, honestly.
Yeah, I saw it. That's like, I don't see movies twice in theaters often, but that was one of them. It was like that. Ironically, Harry Potter 4, really liked that one. That was really dope.
Which was that?
And Avengers.
What's that one called again?
Goblet of Fire.
Goblet of Fire.
That was the one with like the trials, where he like fights the dragon.
And that one... What's his name? We were just talking about him.
Robert Pattinson. Everything's coming together,
yeah.
Dude. Segways.
He dies.
Spoilers, man.
Dude, if you haven't seen the fourth Harry Potter movie, I'm sorry. Like, what are you doing?
I've been reading the books. Like,
sorry, I apologize to anyone reading the books.
How do you feel about, like, this whole... I don't know. I haven't heard much about what's going on with it, but J.K. Rowling say, like, I don't know, she continuously is saying all these new people are gay.
Oh, well, yeah.
Or something.
Like, I don't know who... It's people are getting upset that she's, like, didn't add it, and it's just, like, an afterthought. Like, yeah. They never contributed to the character development. She's just like, oh, by the way. Yeah. I understand, but I also, like, don't, like, understand why it would be a big deal, like, at all.
I think, like, the first one, I agree. Like, with Dumbledore, it's not a big deal at all. People are overreacting. Yeah. Apparently, if it kept happening, I understand. If there's more than two, then I get it. Well, if she's all three of these people.
I kind of understand, like, why, like, she does it, but, like, I don't understand why people are reacting that way. Because, like, if you're a fan of the series, why wouldn't you want to know more about it? You know what I mean? Because people are begging practically for, like, another, like, fans go hard for that shit. So, Fantastic Beasts is nice, but, like, people still want to know about, like, that. Like, even though she closed it out, like, decently good, like, people still want to know more about the characters and shit like that.
Yeah, it's true. Like, in the last episode, we were talking about Hunger Games. There's a prequel book coming out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's like, people, when they want more lore, when they want more shit.
I enjoyed the movies. I actually watched them recently, like, a few months ago.
I didn't see the third one.
I watched them all back-to-back, actually.
How's the third one?
It's okay. It's sort of, like, not really about, like... Like, the Hunger Games anymore. It's more about, like, the political revolution and shit like that.
It's like the war.
Yeah. But they drop some bombs at the end of the, like, it gets pretty, like, insane. Like, it flips. Like, I don't want to spoil, but, like, it's like an ending that you wouldn't, like, be able to predict. It's like...
All right.
It's pretty cool.
Nice. All right. I'll check it out then. Because I like the first one and I like the second one.
Yeah. Some parts are, like, really boring, though. Like, it's just they're Wait talking. A minute. Like, it takes forever to start up. But then there's some pretty
are there,
nice scenes.
Wait, are there three or four?
I think there might be four, but I think the last book has two parts, like, two movie parts. I'm not sure, though.
See, yeah, okay. I know that so that's true, four but movies. I don't know if they made, like, the second one. I'm trying to think right now. I think I really think there's only three, but for some reason, I think there's, like...
I think the fourth movie has two parts. Or, I'm sorry, the third.
Yeah, well, the third book might have two parts. Yeah, but it's four movies in total, I think.
Oh, that's crazy that I've only seen two.
The second one was really good, in my opinion. The first one was okay, but then the second one... I think the Hunger Games, like, map, I would say, that they were playing on was, like... more interesting. Yeah. It had more obstacles.
Yeah, it was... They had to make it interesting because it was, like, a rehash. You know, I was like, okay, we're going to do the exact same thing. But from the start, the beginning, like...
Well, even in the book, like, it was just a more interesting, like, field. Like, she put more, like, thought into it for sure. Like, she had
to. She used her prior experiences. She was using what was her name? Ro? Was that her name? Or Rue? Rue,
yeah.
Yeah, she was using all the knowledge that Rue gave
her. Rue dies, motherfucker. Yeah. Some frogs, motherfucker.
Oh, Jesus. That's a good one. I love that one.
Yeah, it's from Dexter.
Yeah. You know, what's wild is that, you know, I've known that meme forever.
Yeah.
And then I watched Dexter and never processed that that was the guy.
Yeah, I didn't
either.
And then
season two, it happens. And I was like, he's like, surprise, motherfucker. I was like, no fucking way.
That's what it's from? No fucking way. Dude, that's exactly how I reacted.
I love it. All right. All of us have been talking about Pokemon for a little bit.
Correct? Pokemon.
And I have just a little bit of news, which I'm curious if you guys know about Sword and Shield. There's been a lot of hate and a lot of backlash toward fans.
Me and Louie were actually talking about this in the vineyard today.
Yeah?
Like a little bit, yeah.
And it's like the first time ever that people are mad at Game Freak.
No national decks. No national Pokédex is what people are mad at. And everyone wants or to this, Pokemon in the game. And stuff.
This bank you were talking about?
The Pokébank?
The Pokébank.
I think so. I feel like that's just you have to pay, like, something you have to pay $5 for. But it's like a year, you know what I mean?
You don't know what that is?
The Pokébank?
Yeah.
I do. I think that's, like, where you transfer your Pokemon from, like, the old games to the new ones. You have to pay, like, yearly, annually.
No, here's the thing. From what I know about it, it is not that. It is for only this game and for all the games that are going to come out from now on.
Oh, okay.
But they're
making
not,
a new one?
Pretty much.
I think they have one already.
Well, that was the thing. They're saying it's, like, it's unfair because you've been, they've been collecting, how many are we at, like 700 or is it 800?
I think it's at 900.
Jesus Christ. You can't bring any of them to the new game, which is bullshit. It just, it's not, it's like, why not? And like, they said it was a memory thing, and then people completely debunked that and said that that's not possible. But, it is a little shitty, isn't it?
Yeah, I haven't really touched any of, like, the new ones, so, like... Like, I was just a huge fan of the old games, but... So, I don't really care if they get rid of, like, the national decks, because it's sort of, like, at that point, like, who has 900 Pokemon that they're transferring over from all those games? Like, who does that?
Who needs to?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird, because... Now... Like, you'll... They're gonna keep making Pokemon games, obviously. God knows for how long. Mm-hmm. Like, when are they ever just gonna be like, alright, this is it, the last Pokemon game, you know? You know? So, like, it's strange that from this point on in history, you'll never really be able to have, like, a Pikachu or a Rayquaza or
I feel like they're gonna Dialga, keep stuff like that, though. They're definitely keeping some, but I feel like...
Well, it just said you can't transfer them.
Well, you're still going to be able to catch them in Sword and Shield.
Yeah, that's
possibly.
What I'm like.
They're just
that's
not going to bring everything over. Okay,
that's something okay. That I really didn't like about Black is because I was like, I was pumped to see new Pokemon because I think is Black the one after Emerald and Diamond.
No, I think the one after that is like, what is it, Pearl, Diamond, Pearl, and
oh yeah, okay. Platinum. So I played those two, and I think it's actually that one. Then I think it was I was playing Diamond. And in the beginning, I was pumped to see all these new Pokemon. In total, from like the first 30 Pokemon I saw, I would say probably like 15 or so, if not more, were all old Pokemon mm-hmm. from first gen. And I'm like, what the fuck? Where are new Pokemon? And like, but I guess that's what's going to happen. That really upset me, though. I thought it'd be all new Pokemon. Mm-hmm. I didn't know they did that. Do they do that with all new games?
I'm pretty sure. I'm not, like, too certain. I haven't played, like, the new ones. Like, I feel like the newest one I played was X. I played... That was, like, when they introduced the 3D Pokemon and stuff like that. I played that, and then, like, that was about it. I never really dove into any of the other ones.
What was the one before... Not so many have came out. Because, like, Sun and Moon came out.
Yeah, and then Sun Ultra Sun and Moon, I think, is the newest one.
And then Sword and Shield. All right. Louis.
Yeah.
Louis is dangling the mic over my mouth. What's going on?
I'm trying to get it in like the best position possible.
Is that though?
Yeah, you want it from above like a boom mic.
Oh, right. We'll let the audience judge that.
As the sound travels up.
So both of you guys just got Pokemon games.
Yeah, honestly, I just got Soul Silver, so that's like the most expensive one ever. Like, for
is
no
it?
Fucking reason, yeah. Like, a brand new one is like almost $400.
What?
Yeah.
You didn't know this yet?
Unopened, like, it's like $400.
How much did you buy it for?
Well, it's
$400
only...
bucks.
I got it for. We actually went to GameStop today, and I used your phone number.
I forgot. We had to tell him. No, I get points for it. That's cool.
Yeah, it only took like $3 off, but we're like, yo, could we use our friend's phone number? And she's like, sure. And we
That's
ended up using
lovely.
It, and it only was like 57 bucks, but it was supposed to be 60.
That's pretty fucking
I didn't get
wild.
The box or anything. It's just the game, the
They're
little
like,
thing.
Sorry. With the box,
it's
$400.
And right next to it was Ultra Moon with the case and everything for $35. So, like, it's just... I guess they didn't make a lot of these or something.
Yo, hold on to that. With your life. And what game are you playing?
You forget?
I was playing my Alpha Sapphire for a hot minute. I still really want to tie up some loose ends in that game, but I just started a file in Heart Gold because he's playing Soul Silver so we could play together. Nice. Like I said before, I kicked Sean's ass in Alpha Sapphire and Omega Ruby, and now I'm going to kick Brandon's ass in Heart Gold and Soul Silver. Thank that shit on me. I'm
a
Pokemon master.
Do Do you, do either of you do breeding or, like, focus on, like, Pokemon stats when you catch them?
I've never, like, I've tried to get shinies a few times, like, before, but I haven't been successful. But I've never, like, trained IVs or anything like that, like, see, to be a perfect Pokemon.
Yeah, see, because, like, that, I played in, like, an MMO Pokemon game, so you kind of had to when you, because you'd fight low level. If you were level 20, you couldn't fight anyone over level 20. So I had to keep all my Pokemon max at level 20, not letting them level up after that.
So you're saying, like, you could have two Pokemon, same levels and everything, right up against each other, but, like, just depending on, like, your moves, or, like, and no, I guess, like, depending on, like, what it's holding and stuff?
They're born, like, with, like, certain stats, and some just are stronger than others. Like, you could, like, breed them so that, like, you breed only, like, the good... There's, like, a certain method to it. It's
the,
like,
fuck? I never heard of this.
It's so confusing. Yeah, and, like, you could get them stronger just by breeding the perfect one.
Like, there's attack, randomly catch there's the attack, defense, special attack, special defense, agility, not agility, accuracy.
I think speed is
and speed is about who attacks first on the battlefield. And, like, sometimes if your speed's quick enough, you can attack, and then, like, you get, like, an extra turn in the middle. Yeah. You know how sometimes that happens where you're, like, you attack and on the next turn, you were supposed to go second, but you go first? That's because your speed was better than theirs. So it's, like, so if you get someone with, like, you catch, like, and this is what I would do in the game, you catch, like, 8 or fucking 10 of the same Pokemon, and you're, like, holy shit, like, a lot of these are shit, but this one's good. And I don't. You can check. Every Pokemon has a passive, and every Pokemon can have a different set of passives.
Yeah, that, like, that's the ability.
Like, yeah, so it'd be like, I don't know. One would be like, does more damage with low health, or I don't know, like, has double the speed when. I don't know. Yeah,
well, there's, like intimidate. Like, as soon as the Pokemon is thrown out, it lowers the enemy's attack.
Yeah, you remember,
like,
shit like that?
As soon as they get into the battlefield, it'll just, like, lower someone's attack.
So you can be shit really, like, really clever with, if you know exactly the Pokemon you want, you can farm, and it's like IV training is what they call it. And I forgot what IV stands for. I think it's called like individuality values.
I have no idea. I've never, like, trained them before myself.
But yeah, so, but I recommend for both of you, put Snubbull in your party, because, like, he has ice, fire, dark, and, like, one other element, and he's perfect for
it. Is he, like, a normal type or something?
I don't know. It's a good point. Probably. I would imagine that he's normal.
I wish that, like, Pokemon would do something different in, like, the sense that, like, they just have a fire, water, and a grass starter. Like, why not come out with, like, a trio of, like a dark, a ghost, or, like, electric type starters? Like
that's,
I don't know,
very,
like, or a psychic. It would be cool. You could make some cool shit too. It's like the same three shits, and they're, like, running out, like, they always have, like, a monkey and a turtle, or, like, some, like, dude, it's almost always the same thing, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm surprised no one's ever made that observation before. I've never heard that. That's really smart.
Yo. I shit you not. This game that he got today. We're playing through it, trying to see what kind of Pokemon were on the file.
Oh, yeah, from the previous person who owned it.
They had nicknamed, like, a bunch of their Pokemon. And we're going through them, like, looking at the names. Like, the one ladybug Pokemon's Buggy. And, like, the fucking Gyarados is, like, Mr. Buff Fish or whatever, and the other one's Sergeant Buffish.
Is Gator with, like, an 8, like
all, like, this corny shit. So then, like, we're looking through them, and, like, I'm saying the names to him and shit, because, like, we're gonna, like, transfer some of them that he wants to keep to his new file. And I go to this Ditto, and the Ditto's nickname is Cum Dumpster in all capitals. Not even joking, dude. I can't make this up.
That's because that's what you breed with. I feel like it's just, like, it's the
dude,
perfect
that,
name.
He was a breeder. That's so funny. It's like, well, shit. This one's just going to be having sex all the time.
Give me some eggs or something.
That's great. That was an avid Pokemon player who had
their name
that.
Was Casey.
Casey? We salute you.
Email us.
MaxandLuShow@gmail.com. Find us anywhere.
You're catching on quick, Brando. Alright. So, what's happening this week on our segment of New Invention?
New invention.
Probably sounds awful. We do this for the folks with headphones.
You ready for the new?
I haven't seen any new invention segments yet.
Ooh. You ready for the new invention segment?
What is it?
I don't know how much stuff you got in your lists, guys.
I have some video game stuff. If you guys
good,
are
good, so do I. What do you have in yours?
We're done with my list.
You've already?
Yeah.
What the fuck was on your list,
man,
bro?
I told you, man.
You didn't even talk.
What do you even?
All right.
Mean?
All right then. I guess we'll do a quick intermission for new invention.
Invention.
So, the invention that I found this week is actually only something in a prototype stage.
I'm cool with it.
Is it still all right if we share that?
Yeah.
I'm cool with it.
It's like, nah, eat shit.
Okay. So I don't know if you've heard about this yet, Max. I might have brought it up to you because I've told it to a few people. I think I told you about this.
Maybe.
I told you and Haley about this the one day. So, like I said, it's only a prototype right now. But it's probably something that's going to be coming onto the market in the near future. It's a device that LG made just to prove the kind of things that they can be making for the inside of homes.
5G.
So, the new invention is called the LG Snow White. And Whoa. It's actually a ice cream dispensing Keurig type machine.
Oh, you did tell us about this.
It's a machine that you put in cartridges almost exactly like the coffee cup cartridges in a Keurig, and it'll dispense out soft serve ice cream for you. But that's not the only thing it does.
Revolutionary.
I gotta change my pants right now. I just came so hard.
It's possible that the machine will also be able to make gelatos, granitas, soubrettes, and yogurt.
Ooh, frozen yogurt.
So, I mean, oh.
Dude, but honestly, that's gonna change the game.
It's just in a prototype right now. They have models made.
Did they say price range?
No, because it's not a thing yet. They don't even know if they're like. They're just showing that this is.
Dude, they can make so much money. Like
I know.
If it would not do something like that.
If it would be like $100 or so, that would be a killer hit. That would be a hit, dude. Ice cream parlors would be fucking burned.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Different models, the ones that can like just do soft serve, and then they'll have like more upgraded models, the ones that will actually be able to do like the other shit, like the gelatos and stuff.
Yeah, I'm curious to see like what the starting price would be, because like the Keurig was very overpriced when it first came out.
Yeah.
So I'm and assuming now what? When you it can first comes
like,
out,
you know, like $50 now, if not
I'll,
less.
I'll watch videos and see how it goes. Like all the rich people do their thing, and then I'll get one eventually when it's like $100-something, you know.
What's that thing at Wawa that you can make ice cream with those pre-ice cream things?
Yeah, you just put it in the machine and it mixes it for you.
I forget the company, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's called like, I feel like it has Fro in it or Frozen or like,
it's
or
I
ice
think
no,
shake like, shake is in the name
yeah,
or
I think
drizzle
that's right.
Or something. I don't even
I know exactly
all that sounds right.
I know exactly what you're talking about, but
it's convenient. Yeah,
if it's something like it doesn't seem like it's going to be like that, but
I'm curious how it's even going to work. How do you put like what's in a cartridge that you put into a machine that the machine like do you have to keep the machine filled with fucking
milk
or something?
You probably have to fill it with
like,
milk.
What? That's so strange.
That would be like I don't know. Milk sounds like the thing you'd put instead of water, like for like the Keurig, like for your coffee, you'd like put some like cream, like heavy cream or milk in like the compartment and then like let it, I don't know, like not heat up, like cool up.
Or well, I was just going to say, that makes sense because the Keurig is like basically a machine that makes the water extremely hot, extremely fast. Mm-hmm. And it's probably some dumb, simple technology that does it. This machine just does the opposite. It makes whatever you use in it to cut the ice cream.
Yeah, and you put milk in it.
Cold.
If not milk, you put yogurt in it. There's your froyo. Makes sense. I'm curious how Italian ice is made. I don't know what the process is about that, because isn't that a gelato? Isn't that what that is?
I
it's the custard.
I think a gelato
Italian
is
ice.
On top. I know Rita's. I went there recently and actually got a gelato, and like they just plopped it on top. But I'm almost certain it used to be like
Yeah. In the middle of, like, your ice, like, Italian ice.
Yeah. Is that... But, so maybe it's called something else?
Maybe you just got a dumb bitch.
Dude, I don't know.
Yeah, stupid. Yeah, because it's supposed to be custard at the bottom, Italian ice, or, you know, yeah, right? That's what you call it.
Yeah.
More custard, Italian ice.
Oh, I don't think it's layered like
Yeah, it is. I mean,
I thought it was just injected into the middle, and then, like, it, like, plops up at the top.
Nah, they have custard at the top, right? That's usually how it is. And then they have Italian ice,
custard. I don't know.
Oh, it's great. So good. Either you had a dumb person, or maybe it's called, like, a gelati.
that's a pretty good invention, though, honestly. That's something that, like, I'm pretty interested in if it ever goes, like, mainstream.
Yeah, I have so many kitchen appliances right now just waiting to be used. I got, like...
Cutco.
Oh, yeah, dude. I got a full Cutco set. I got a panini maker. I got, like, a sandwich maker in case I don't want specifically paninis.
My parents still have a Cutco knife block. They need a fucking new one because, like, almost all of them are gone and there's, like, only two left. We've had them for so long and, like, they do break.
Ooh.
They're not indestructible.
Well, yeah, and then you call them and you get a free replacement.
Since when?
It's Cutco. It's forever guarantee.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. I only know that about the knives. If the knives chip, if they rust, you can hand them in. They give you new ones. If they get dull, you can send to them. They will sharpen it for you. If you lose them, I don't know how you get away with it. But if you lose it, they send you new ones. They're $200 knives. I don't know how many you can lose before they say, hold up, buddy. Like, cause,
we've had them forever, so I'm pretty sure you're the one who sold them to us.
Yeah, buddy.
That's not that long of a time for you to have all of them missing and the block being destroyed. What the fuck?
Well, how long ago did you do that?
It was a while ago. It was a year after high school, so it was 2013, 6 years ago.
Is that seven years?
Time to lose some knives or, like, them to break.
Nah, man.
Wait, they broke?
There's some people that have had...
You said, no, you said the cutting board.
Broken, so...
I've seen people's houses with...
Cutco knives broke?
Yeah. No way.
That's what he's saying.
I've never... Dude, mine's never... Mine never broke. You can come over
and look at them.
Ooh, those you can send in. They'll send you new ones. You just... But we
also have some lost.
That dude fucking hit him up.
Dude, I don't know. Like, my parents could hit him up. I don't care.
You know what? When Craig comes on, we're going to talk about Cutco for a little bit.
And that's it, guys, for our segment of New Invention.
Invention. This is, what? Oh, I was about, like, Invention? Isn't that deer meat?
Venison. Vention?
Yeah, I'm like, what? It sounds like a familiar word.
No, vention is the singular text of invention. Or the exterior text of invention. I'm a grammar teacher, trust me.
Outvention.
No, that would be the exterior vent.
The exterior vent? So, what games do you have to talk about?
Games that I have to talk about is one that I'm really excited for. It is the Master Chief Collection coming to Steam.
All right.
And Halo Reach being added to the Master Chief Collection because that's, like, one of my favorite Halos, like, of all time.
Isn't it a part of, like, this Epic thing, or is it not an Epic store or Epic game?
No, it's going to be on Steam.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, Epic's, like, been having a lot of exclusives and stuff, and, like...
I've seen people being mad.
Yeah, people are mad about stuff like that. It's like, why? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, like, if Steam has
so much stuff.
Yeah, since I'm a console guy, so it doesn't bother me too much. But, yeah, I understand, because if I do ever game, I don't want to download a new gaming client. I got Steam, and that's what I want to use. It has everything.
Yeah, it's sort of like they're just trying to, like, grasp at, like, people, like, use ours, too. It's like... It seems like kind of like controls it like hardcore right now. Like they were like ahead of the game, like really ahead of the game.
So does that mean all of them are coming out?
Yeah, they said they're going to release them like progressively starting in like story order.
Hell yeah. It's
going to be Reach first. Like they're going to throw that on PC and like obviously they're going to add it to like the Xbox and stuff too. But then on PC, they're going to be $10 each, I think they said. And they're going to go... and then they're gonna go like from like Reach to Combat Evolved to 2, 3 and above, and then Infinite's gonna be released. I think I think they might have said this year. I'm not sure, though, honestly.
We saw the trailer for that one. Me and Sean watched it, correct?
Yeah, it was just like the guy finding him floating in space. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty badass.
I wish there was some gameplay, but I don't know. I've never had an Xbox, so I'm not a huge Master Chief fan, but I also don't hate him. His games are always fun.
You don't understand the culture.
Yeah, I mean, no, okay, listen.
The new studio kind of fucked it up.
Like, 3 was, like, the shit. We played so much Halo 3. I don't have an Xbox, and I probably played that quite a bit more than almost anything I've ever had on PS3. We played that so fucking
Halo
much.
3 custom games were, like, the shit back then.
Fucking, what was it? The Pit?
Yeah, Forge in general was just so much fun. Halo Reach Forge, like, stepped it up so many notches that, like... Dude, that game was fucking insane. Like, Forge World was, like, so fucking large that you could do, like, anything.
So, are you a, you're a big Halo fan?
He's an Xbox gamer.
I'm a big Halo fan, but I dropped off after, like, Halo 4.
I was about to say, did you play 5?
I've never, I've played 5 at a friend at Matt's house, but that was about it, like.
Like, story or just online?
I've never even seen the story or anything.
Ooh, so
I've
you gotta get it. You gotta.
I don't know, man.
Wait, is Master Chief in that?
Yeah, it's actually about him, but I'll probably just watch, like, a playthrough or something.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna go through that, because I feel like 343 ruined a lot of, like, good stuff about the game, like, their art style and everything, like, they, like, the their new armors and stuff look like Lego men. And...
All right, I'll fully admit with that, because our friend Kevin... He ended up getting the game, and yeah, like, all the upgrades in comparison to 3, with, like, the ninja stuff, and, like, everything looked unique and different between the helmets and the shoulder blades and the chest.
Hayabusa.
This game just straight up looked like a block just placed in different spots. Like, it was just so blocky, it just didn't...
He looks better now.
Who?
Chief.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're bringing him back to his older armor design in the Infinite.
Oh, with, yeah, the green, right?
Well, no, but
yeah, he's always been green.
The way you're describing him in 4, he looked like shit. He was blocky. He didn't look the way he normally looked.
At. Halo 5.
I'm straight up talking about online, like, with all the customizing and shit.
Yeah.
A lot of people complain that the new one has, like, nothing for customization. But, yeah, I mean, when does Infinite come out? It has a release date, right?
I'm not sure. It might. Honestly, I'm not too certain.
Holiday season.
Probably. That sounds about right. Don't email us about that one.
Yeah. Honestly, do it. We need one. Just send us a fucking email. Somebody, you fucking pussies, do it. Like,
do it, you bitch. Do it.
Every episode, when I'm done, I'm like, shit. Every time we say it, because we say it every episode. Like, email to Gmail. Not one person. Everyone hears it. It's like, I don't want to fucking do that.
Do we still get listens?
Yeah, we have tons of it. We just had our 4th most popular day yesterday.
How many people listen to an episode?
Like
on the reg.
On the reg, probably like 10 to 15, I guess.
No.
10 to 15. A little
bit less. Each episode gets that many.
No, players. But like on average, because we have ones with like 20 something, but then we also have ones with like 6. So like I would say on average it'd be like 15.
That's not bad.
Yeah. And like I think we mentioned last episode we broke... maybe we didn't mention it, but we...
We broke 100 subscribers?
No, 100 views.
Subscribers.
Yeah, 100, like, listens, which isn't crazy, but, you know...
YouTube channel in the future?
Oh, yeah, it's actually... We have recorded our intro to our YouTube channel, and probably within a couple weeks or so, we should be getting a camera in here.
Video.
Yeah. Yeah, video killed the radio star, guys. It's not going to be a podcast anymore. It's just going to be a straight-up fucking...
A vlogcast.
I guess. We're going to become a brand! It's
my brand. Your tech guys are a little busy working on our footage.
Yes.
They're busy. We appreciate them.
Our tech people, I guess. Our tech... Well, tech person technically is Sam. Sam Russo is going to be our behind-the-scenes editor and, I don't know.
Editor.
I guess editor.
She can edit?
Yeah, she will be doing it.
So there's no reason not to give her the experience.
What program are you guys, like, using?
No idea.
Editor 101.
Yeah.
Microsoft Movie Maker.
It's honestly probably going to end up being Movie Maker. If she has a Mac, then she'll use...
Sean's our glorified Googler.
Yeah. Glorified
Googler. Where is he? He should be here right now.
What? Name another game.
I don't think I have any other games.
What game did we just talk about?
Halo.
Talked about Pokemon as well.
That is true.
For a little bit.
That was it? You got nothing else on your list?
I had no more video games on my list. I had more of, like, movie stuff going on.
I got a video game.
How deep
are you? I got a game. Right now? An hour.
Yeah, probably an hour. Hour and 1 minute. Look at that.
All right, so apparently this is a game, not a movie, that hasn't been updated in 13 years.
What is that? Okay.
And they're releasing an update for the game, and people are going frantic.
What?
San Andreas.
I personally really hope that...
Is it Borderlands 2?
No. That game's 13 years old?
I don't think so, but they're releasing a new, like, expansion pack after a really fucking long time.
It's free. I don't know if it's free, but I have it already.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
If you get the handsome collection, I think it's free then. It's a prequel to 3.
I think I have it.
Yeah, do it. If you have PS Plus, anybody listening, get your ass on it. Borderlands Handsome Collection. Steam.
Okay.
What's up?
This game.
13 years.
Yeah.
New update.
Yeah.
Is it Portal 2?
I want this game to be virtual reality.
Ooh.
Because I would love to play something like this in virtual reality. The screenshots I saw were beautiful. The game is Flight Simulator.
Oh, is it an update? It's not a new game?
It's really been out for that long?
I believe it's an update. The article said it's a new update.
Okay, yeah, it's like, I've seen, because that was at E3, and I didn't watch at E3, but I watched like a recap, and it pretty much said, like, the two types of people that are going to play this beautiful game are either going to be, like, people who are getting it for $5 on sale in, like, 10 years, or people who have the full fucking setup in their room where they can sit down and they have all the knobs and stuff. It looks beautiful. Yeah, I'm assuming you saw it, and that's why you want to talk about it, because, yeah, it looks...
Dude, I want to put a VR headset on and fly a fucking plane. It looked awesome.
Dude, I want Euro Truck Simulator.
Yes,
I want
dude.
That VR.
The trailer for nice. The music and shit. Oh, yes. Dude.
Nah, dude. Straight up, like, I've always wanted the game. I've never bought it. I think it's only $5 on Steam right now. So I honestly should get my hands on it. But it's stupid
but
to do it.
The Goat Simulator.
I have it. It's fun.
You need a steering wheel.
For the goat?
No. There's a new sim. Oh my god, what's the new simulator? Pigeon Simulator, I think. And it looks crazy. You can shit on people, and like, I don't even remember. You can do, it gets wild, I'm pretty sure. Is it Pigeon? I'm pretty sure it's Pigeon. But, what game were we talking about before Goat Simulator?
Pokemon.
Yeah!
Euro Truck Simulator.
Yeah, dude.
Flight Simulator.
Honestly, all the simulator games are pretty dope. Farming Simulator is actually very boring in my opinion, but people love them. People rave about that one almost more than all the others.
Yeah, man, Harvest Moon.
See, no, Harvest Moon is kick-ass. Stardew Valley is kick-ass. Like, anybody.
Sean's been playing Stardew Valley with Sam, I think.
Everybody should be playing Stardew Valley.
Why aren't you?
How?
I don't know, I didn't like
it. How much did you play? How many days?
I played for like 2 hours.
All right.
It was just not good.
Max has like 40, 50 hours into that game.
Mm. Honestly, probably like 150 or something.
He's got like 150 hours into that game.
You were 100 hours off, Luke.
I think I'm in winter year 2 right now.
Savage. Winter on year 2. Wait, like time is like...
There's days, yeah.
It's like real time.
I think there's like, I don't know, 25 or so days in each season. So there's about 100 days a year, yeah. But in every season, different plants grow, different foliage grows, different things happen.
So you're only on your second winter?
Yeah. It takes a long time.
So you're probably still just learning shit.
I'm, honestly, I'm trying to think what I had. I've caught every fish, which that's honestly, that's the one thing about that game that blows my mind is how detailed they went with the fishing. There are some fish that are like, okay, you can only catch them in the summer, in the ocean, when it's raining at night. Like there are so specific requirements for a lot of the fish.
Did you look up a guide?
For some of the stuff, I had to, especially for the fish, because it was like, I was like, why can't I catch this fish? I need this fish for, there's like a community center to bring stuff to. And like,
amateur.
Oh, what do you mean amateur?
I was, you looked up a guide.
I looked up how to catch a certain, where, when to catch a certain thing. Tell him.
Murky move.
Murky move.
You should have figured it out on your own, man.
Tell him, Luke. Tell him.
Why couldn't you figure it out on your own?
Because I'm a fucking platinum whore and I just want trophies.
Then you're not actually platinuming them. You're cheating to platinum them.
What, to know? All right. Here's the simple fact.
It's the truth. It really is the truth, man. Like, then you're really just craving the high you get for having the platinum and not what you have to go through to get the platinum. Because you're cheating to get the platinum.
Oh, I mean, to be fair, I have to do it with a lot of games. I'm not going to lie about it.
You'd probably have, like, 20 at least video games that you probably wouldn't platinum for like another 5 or 10 years, because it would take
some
figuring it out on your own.
Yeah, it depends on the type of game.
But like, I don't blame you, man.
Stardew Valley's a very big example of that. And honestly, like, I would probably say like Uncharted. Like, those are the games which, like, the collectibles, everything else I don't really need to look up, but the collectibles, after you go through the games, like, I am not going to continuously play the game over and over trying to find all the collectibles. So I look up a guide. He gotta do it.
I understand. Sometimes you just, like, can't spend as much time as the game wants you to.
Yeah. But a lot of games, you don't have to. Like, it's the collectibles. Open world stuff, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you absolutely have to. Like, my biggest problem is that I have to look up a guide immediately, because I go for trophies. I have to look up if there are missable trophies. Those are the bane of my existence.
Fallout 3, not collecting the bobblehead before that one Bethesda place blows up. I almost cried.
As well as the one in Vault 101. There's one, yeah, there's one in the starting room, too. So you can fuck up right from the start. And the one thing that annoyed me, because I have that one platinum, the one thing that really annoyed me with that is there is a trophy for 3 different levels. I think it was like level 7, 14, and like 20, maybe. Where you have to get to that level in all 3 types of karma. So good karma, neutral, and evil. So, like, it pretty much wants you to do 3 playthroughs. So, like, and I'm like, hell no, I'm not doing it. So, like, I would get to a certain level, and right before I would level up to hit that level for all those trophies, I would save, hit the level, good karma. I'd make sure I'd have good karma. Steal a bunch of shit, and then level up, good karma, neutral karma. Then, like, I'd have to steal for like an hour to get evil karma, and it's just like, that was my least favorite thing about Fallout 3. Bad trophy choices in that one.
All right, Brandon, what's the last thing you got written down?
The last thing I have written down is I wanted to ask Max if he heard about what happened to the Chestnut Hill Diner, just because it's really funny.
No.
We're gonna have to show him some pictures.
Bust them out. I'll explain the story to him.
Someone hit it again?
So, apparently, as the story goes, last night around 3, anywhere from 3 to 4 o'clock in the morning, I guess somebody was coming down Old 115.
Their brakes failed?
Towards the direction of the Chestnut Hill Diner. And people are saying the guy was drunk, like really drunk. And he must have just gone straight, right through the intersection, hit the bank, flew straight up right into the front of the building.
Yeah, it's happened many times.
And then they said that the guy drove away.
Oh, so no one knows he did it?
Yeah, and there he put a fucking hole in the front of the building.
Wait, how did he drive away?
Look at this car!
Like, that's where I want to know how someone got this picture, but he drove away.
Yeah.
Kevin said that he's friends with one of the first responders, and his friend texted him and basically said the same thing and said that, like, you know, like, the person drove away and no cops or anything were called,
but like,
because of it.
But there's a license plate in the picture.
Dude, that's what we said. I don't know, but
that's so funny. The cops are gonna be like, "Well, we found him. Good job, guys."
Yeah, well, honestly, the license plate, you can't really see it at all.
Yeah. Okay. That's hilarious, though. It sucks. Good thing it happened in the middle of the night when they were closed.
Yeah. If someone was sitting there, that would be.
That's true.
Crazy.
I mean, it hasn't happened in a while.
And get this.
But
the next day, they still opened with a giant hole in the wall. Nice. And they serve people food.
Hell yeah.
And they close it up in one day, though, so it's good.
Funniest shit I've ever seen. I was driving, like, I was at work, and I was, like, in between two jobs, and I was on my way to one location, and I look left, and there is a glasses store, what do you call them?
Mm-hmm.
What do you even call those? Vision stores, whatever the shit. And anyway, car went through it, and I was like, how funny would it be if it's like someone who couldn't see? So they went to that store.
Wow.
And ran through it.
Oh my god.
I love it.
On that note, I think we can wrap it up.
Hi ho, here we go. It's Max and Lou, Max and Lou show.
Yeah, we need to go on more often. He knows it. He has the jive.
Dude, he knows. He's a pod. He like belongs here.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening. If you guys can, fucking email us. Assholes. We say it so many times.
The angry cat.